The First Followers of Jesus. One day, Jesus was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret while the crowd was packed around him to listen to the word of God. He saw two boats on the shore. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing the nets. So he got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to move it away from the land a little. Then he sat down and began to teach the crowd from the boat. The Miracle of Many Fish. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Go on to the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon replied, "Teacher, we worked hard the whole night and didn't catch a thing. But in accordance with your command, I'll let the nets down." When they did this, they caught so many fish that their nets began to tear. They gestured to their partners in the other boat to come over and help them. They came and they filled both boats until they were almost sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he threw himself down at the knees of Jesus and said, "Keep away from me, my Lord, because I am a sinful man." For he was in awe, he and all his companions, because of the quantity of fish they had caught. And so were his partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." They returned to the land in the two boats, left everything, and followed Jesus. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. One time, Jesus was in one of the towns, and a man covered with leprosy saw him. The man bowed down to him and pleaded with him, saying, "Master, if you want to, you are able to heal me." So Jesus extended his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do want to. Be healed." And at once the leprosy disappeared from him. Then Jesus commanded him, "Do not tell anyone, but rather go to the priest, show yourself to him, and offer up what Moses required as confirmation to people that you have been healed." But the news about Jesus spread even more, and crowds of people were coming to hear him and to receive healing from their diseases. However, he often withdrew to uninhabited places to pray. He forgives the sins of a paralyzed man and heals him. One day, while Jesus was teaching, some Pharisees and religious scholars were in attendance. They had come from every village in Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And he was healing the sick by the power of God. Some people came carrying a paralyzed man on some bedding. They tried to take him into the house to place him in front of Jesus. But because of the dense crowd, they could not find a way to bring him in. So they went up to the housetop and lowered him down on his bedding through an opening in the tiles of the roof, into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "My friend, your sins are forgiven you." So the scholars and the Pharisees began to say to themselves, "Who is this who speaks such blasphemy? Who is able to forgive sins except God alone?" Now Jesus discerned their thoughts, so he asked them, "Why are you thinking this within yourselves? Which is easier, for me to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I'll prove to you that the one who became man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, pick up your bedding, and go home." At once, the man stood up in front of them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was astonished and praised God. They felt awe and said, "We have seen wonders today." Levi. Afterwards, Jesus went out, and he saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax desk, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he left everything, and he got up and followed him. Then Levi made a large banquet for Jesus in his home. A huge crowd of tax collectors and others were sitting and eating with them. So the Pharisees and their scholars grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why are you eating and drinking with tax collectors and non-observant Jews?" Jesus answered them, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have come not to call righteous people to repentance, but those who sin." A new life, not old traditions. They said to him, "John's disciples fast and pray quite often, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, whereas your disciples are continually eating and drinking." Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But when the time comes and the bridegroom is taken from them, in those days they will fast." Then he told them this parable. No one tears a patch out of a new garment to put it on an old one. Otherwise, the new one would be torn, and the patch itself would not suit the old one. And no one puts grape juice into an old wineskin. Otherwise, when it ferments, the water skin will split open, and the wine will spill out, and the water skin will be ruined. Rather, new juice is put into a new water skin. No one, after he has been drinking aged wine, wants the new, because he says, "The aged is better."